Welcome back. First to the courts. Declan Brady, Mr. Nobody, has been jailed this morning for a further 9 years for the murder of Noel Duckegg Kirwan in Dublin 5 years ago. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. Paul, it was the murder of Mr. Kirwan that escalated the ongoing Hutch Kinahan feud.
Noel Kirwan was shot 6 times in the driveway of his home on the 22nd of December 2016. Now, the 62-year-old had no involvement in organised crime. He had gone to pay his respects at the funeral of Eddie Hutch, Jared Hutch's brother, who was shot dead in February 2016 as part of the feud. And as he was leaving, he was photographed with Jared Hutch. The Kinahan organised crime group had put a tracking device on the grandfather's car, and a senior figure in the organised crime group monitored his movements on a laptop from an apartment at the Beacon South Quarter in Dublin. Now, Declan Brady was a money launderer and in charge of the gang's firearms storage depot at the time. He was known, as you said, as Mr. Nobody. His DNA was found on a toothbrush in the apartment, and he also drove the senior figure who was in the apartment at the time around in the back of a car with tinted windows. Now, the officer in charge of the investigation, Detective Superintendent Mark O'Neill, said that the Gardaí had recovered the tracking device and downloaded the information on it, along with phone evidence, CCTV footage and surveillance of Brady and other Kinahan gang members. Brady has already been in jail for 7 years for other Kinahan gun and money laundering offences, pleaded guilty to helping the gang commit the murder.
So remind us about the details of this murder.
Well, Brady in court now claims that he's reformed and is no longer linked with the Kinahan organised crime group. Defence counsel said he was now a model prisoner. He's in the progression unit at Mountjoy Jail, and he had pressed a reset button on his life. His senior counsel, Michael O'Higgins, said that he had a significant period of reflection and has now dissociated himself from those in the organised crime group. Mr Justice Tony Hunt said today in court that Brady had an allegiance to the Kinahan organised crime group, and while he was not on the front line in this case, he was not on the periphery either. He pointed out that while serving sentences for gun crime and money laundering, Brady appears to have had a significant change of heart, emphasis and attitude, and has applied himself positively while in custody. However, he also noted that the words remorse, regret and apology do not appear. So he sentenced Declan Brady to 10 years in prison with the final year suspended on condition that he continued to disassociate himself from the organised crime group. The judge also expressed his condolences to the Kirwan family. They have been severely traumatised by Noel's murder. His partner, Bernadette Rose, was sitting beside him in the car when he was shot dead. His only daughter, Donna, asked Declan Brady what did he gain from the murder and was it worth it for him and his friends. She had said to him on the previous hearing that, quote, "You may not have pulled the trigger, but his murder wouldn't have happened without you."
And he's the fourth person to be convicted in relation to this murder, Paul.
He is, yeah. Last month, 42-year-old Michael Crotty, with an address at Orsnery in Cashel, County Tipperary, was jailed for 2 years after he admitted buying his friend, who was a leading member of the gang, a top-up for a phone that was used to coordinate the murder. Another man, 27-year-old Jason Keating from Lower Main Street in Dublin, was in the getaway car and in contact with the person monitoring the tracker's movements on a laptop. He conveyed those details to the person believed to have shot Noel Kirwan dead. He's serving a 10-year sentence. And 37-year-old Martin Aylmer from Casino Park and Marino in Dublin has also been jailed for his role in the murder. He's also serving a sentence for other organised crime offences.
Paul Reynolds, thank you.